Okay, I can't do it right now. Hey guys, it's time for the Arlo cast. I'm so sorry this one took so long. I don't know, it's just hard sometimes, just been busy. It's been like just stuff going on in my life, and I've been not having as much time to, you know, record stuff as I would like. I really wanted to do like a holiday one, like during the holidays, like I did last year. I really enjoyed, or the other year by now, I really enjoyed making twice baked potatoes, and I thought it would be fun to do something like that again. Didn't happen, and now it's February, so this is kind of the holidays slash post holidays one. I think I might be getting sick. My throat has the yucky feeling, and my voice is already starting. Like I just recorded a video, finished up one video, recorded another one, and my voice is really tired by the end. But it's okay for an Arlo cast, because I don't have to sound good. You know what I mean? I don't have to, like, deliver the line perfectly and all that stuff. I could just be all grumbly and doing this. So sorry about the quality of my voice. I hope I don't get sick. I mean, there's something going on. But sometimes I'll feel like I'm starting to get sick, and my throat will feel kind of gross, and then it'll just go away. So I don't know. Hoping this is one of those times. But if not, it'll be all right, because I recorded a bunch of stuff, and Kane's working on a bunch of stuff, and so, I don't know. We'll see. Oh, let's see here. Upcoming stuff. Always start with upcoming stuff. This is a big one. I don't know how long, I don't know, maybe I'll get tired and have to take a break. But I'm gonna look at upcoming stuff. It's always the most important thing, probably the thing that people primarily listen to these for. So I'm on my phone, and I'm scrolling up to my schedule. Here's the schedule currently. Right now, in a couple of days, I just gave you guys the why Nintendo should make more 3D platformers. I gave that to you. That'll be going up, not sure yet, either tomorrow or the next day. So that'll be fun. I really enjoyed that one. After that, this is all super tentative, as always. I'm trying to space these all like 4 or 5 days apart, trying to give us a little bit of a break, you know, like during the crazy times. I'll release everything pretty darn fast, just try to get as much out there as I can. I'm trying to space out a little bit, which is funny because I still end up putting out like a bunch per month. There were a bunch in January, whatever. The next thing, whenever it comes out, is a working title, More Things We Can Learn from the Switch's Bestsellers. I think it was 2018. Or I think it was near the end of 2018, I did one that was What the Switch's Smash Hits Can Tell Us. Something along those lines, and it was basically just going down the list of, like, the top-selling Switch games. It was really, like, the top four in that case, and just saying, like, kind of what they mean for those series, for Nintendo. So this is kind of a return to that one, because by now, the top 10 list is drastically different. And I'm in this one, I'm actually going down the whole 10, and even a couple into the beyond that. And just new conclusions we can draw and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, yeah, it's just kind of, if you saw that one, it's basically just that one again. But, you know, with new data and new conclusions and all that stuff. So that'll be fun. He's working on that one. He's, I don't know, maybe halfway done or something. Next up, the Sonic movie comes out on the 14th. I'm very, very excited. So I'll be doing a review of that one. That'll be fun. You know, kind of like my Detective Pikachu one. Pretty simple, just using, like, still images from the trailer so we don't get hit with the copyright strike. That would not be fun. So that'll be fun. I don't really have super high hopes about it, even with the redesign. I don't know. I don't really like the jokes and things that I saw. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. People seem to like it when I talk about Sonic. It gets a lot of... gets a lot of views, so I guess people are enjoying it. So I'll be doing that. After that, Luigi's Mansion 3 review. I'm so sorry about the delay. I really am working on that. I finished the game. I just need to write out the review, give it to Kane. He actually has the game too, so he's going to be playing it so he can gather footage. Usually I provide the footage, or he downloads it from someone else with credit, obviously, and permission. We don't do it and then just credit without. We do permission and credit. And so he's got the game, so he'll be able to do that. I'll kind of streamline that process a little bit. So he'll do that. It's a thing that's going to happen this month, hopefully. Then another one. This has been on the idea list for a long, long time. I cannot remember if I've shared it or how many times I've shared it. Maybe shared 1,000 times. I don't know. Why do I like Pikmin so darn much? I don't know. It's just been there forever. I talk about how much I like Pikmin. And I I don't know. People probably wonder why. Like, why? Just why, though? Why Pikmin? No one likes Pikmin that much. I do. So just kind of talking about that. And really, I as you've probably heard, I have begun writing the big fat review of Pikmin 1, which I'm very, very excited about. A lot of the things that I say in this, it's really just kind of like a condensed down version of a lot of the stuff I say, particularly early on, pretty much throughout the whole entire Big Fat Review. So it might sound a little bit familiar, like if you watch them back to back. But this is kind of like a, I don't know, it's more casual, more fun, just kind of get it out there. My official stance on Pikmin, why I like it so much as a whole. And then in the Big Fat Review, it'll be more in depth and all that stuff. And, that is all I have right now. Ooh, okay, here's a good thing. I told everybody my 5-year anniversary was in November. I told everyone I was delaying it into January because I just didn't want to rush it out for the holidays. It's more of a personal thing, you know, wait till I can give it some time, wait till the slow period. And I'm actually delaying it further. I'm sorry, but I realized that I'm kind of creeping up on 500,000 subs. So I figure that might happen in a few months or so. I mean, it all depends on, you know, my views. If there's like a big Nintendo Direct and there's some big crazy news and videos get a lot of views and growth, it should be really good. You never know when it's going to happen, but I'm like 29K away or something as of this recording. So I figure I could just wrap those up in one. So whenever it happens, it'll be just kind of like a general 5-ish year, 500,000 subs channel celebration kind of thing. So sorry about the delay on that one. What else have I got here? What else have I got? That's about it for now. I mean, like, there's a lot of other things in the idea folder that I've probably talked about a bunch of times, but that is pretty much what I've got going for February. Tentatively, that brings me through to the 24th, but then if there's a Nintendo Direct, that's going to take, you know, the slot or whatever for that chunk of time, wherever it's in, and that will delay everything else. And yeah, that's here, I'm gonna scroll back down to my, this is a very professional podcast, scroll back down to my topics list, and I missed it, scrolling back up, there we go. So that's the upcoming stuff. Let me talk about, I'm trying to decide what order I go in here. I'm going to hold off on talking about Arlopalooza and stuff because I'm going to keep going with the channel-related stuff. I think that makes the most sense. Sort of like what my plans and goals are for this year. Last year, I probably talked about it a little bit, like what I want to do, but I don't know, whatever. Talking about it now. Last year was Kane's first year full-time doing this for me. And as such, it was the biggest year ever for me, just having somebody working full-time to help out. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, if you've been around for a while, you probably noticed that my output, I don't know, doubled or something. Like, there was once a time when I was struggling to put out one video a week. And like, gosh, I think the average was probably like 10 or 11 a month or something. Just, I don't know, just putting out a lot. I'm making more videos, you know, like the off-the-cuff videos, just because people like to hear the opinions on the topical stuff, so I can get those out, and then mixed in with the scripted stuff, and then mixed in with, like, you know, Nintendo Directs and stuff like that. Yeah, output was big, and it was really good, and it made, the channel growth was really good because of it, because, you know, just releasing a lot of stuff a lot, YouTube likes that. But it was pretty, I mean, okay, it was hard. It was hard. We worked a lot. We worked an awful lot last year. And I'm not saying we're going to necessarily work too much less, but we are kind of at a point where it's like, okay, that was cool, but I didn't get to do anything I wanted to do. Any side projects. And I was looking back at my Christmas video from 2017, and I was like, yeah, man, this year was great, but next year I want to do the side stuff. You know, more side projects, more creatively fun projects. And I'd say video wise, there were plenty of videos last, but that was 2017. So that means 2018, I didn't do that. I think video wise, there are plenty of videos that I did really enjoy. Obviously, Breath of the Wild was very much a soul passion project for me, the big fat review. But then 2019 went by and I was like, okay, it didn't, like, side projects didn't really happen. 2019 is my year, but then that was the year I had Kane, so it should have opened up more time for me to do side projects. Instead, it just opened up time to do a lot more videos. We still just spent it all doing videos, so it wasn't a lot of non-video stuff, and or at least non-regular video stuff. So I'm at this point now where it's like, all right, we tried that. That was good. It was a good year. It was good for growth. Good. Me and Kane work well together. It's great. It's a great arrangement. We need to change something though. And so right now our plan is like trying to come out with pretty much just as much content, but better time management, saving time wherever we can in communication and avoiding errors. And I'm not going to go okay, all the boring details, but just in various ways, we're trying to make it a regular thing where we work to get ahead and then take weeks off, not necessarily off, but like on side projects, like side weeks or something. I can't think of a good name for them. It's a very important thing that I'm trying to do in this year. On my side, I want to, well, okay, first on his side, right now he wants to learn Premiere, Adobe Premiere, which is just a fancy editing software that most people use. He wants to do that, gives him more options and all that different stuff. He wants to do that, but it's hard to learn that when he spends all his time, you know, editing videos for me. So, and then on my end, it's the side projects. And primarily right now, I mean, like, there's plenty of side projects I'd love to do. Primarily right now, my two side projects I want to be working on is one, Big Fat Reviews. Right now, Big Fat, I mean, it is a video, but they're such a big project that it almost feels like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a side project. It's not like a regular weekly upload or whatever. Right now I'm working on Pikmin 1. I'd love to do all three this year, Pikmin 1, 2, and 3. I would really, really love that. So that's my goal. So that's like the one thing I want to work on free weeks, because it's really, really hard to write that kind of thing when you're not in it. Like, I don't know how many of you are writers, but you probably can relate how, like, you gotta be in the mental state. You can't just, like, drop in, write a couple sentences, and then drop out again. You know, you gotta... It takes a lot. It takes a lot of mental energy, and especially when this is something so focused on one game, on one thing, and I'm doing so much to analyze it and break it down and everything. Yeah, it's not the sort of thing I can very easily just pop in, so I want to just, like, make my, like, work, get ahead, make myself a week where I don't have to do anything but write that big fat review, and that'll be cool. And the second thing that I want to do with my time... So much more exciting, so exciting. It's not even a video. It's a thing that I can't tell you yet. It's still a secret. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I promise you will be the first to know when I am ready to reveal it. At this point, whenever I finally do get my first week, it's actually coming up. I'm pretty close here. I need to, like, work on the Luigi's Mansion, like, write the Luigi's Mansion thing, get it to Kane, maybe a couple other things, like, wrap up, and then I think I'll be free for a week. And we're really nice and ahead now, because I also need to be a week ahead because I'm going out of town soon. So, but at the end of the month, so I'm going to get two free weeks this month. So I'm trying to decide what thing I want to work on, the Pikmin Big Fat Review or the special exciting non-video thing. I promise I'll tell you soon. If I end up working on it soon... Like, if that is what I end up spending my week on, I will have something to show you, and I will show you, and I will tell you, and you will know. So, I don't know. We'll see. So, that'll be fun. So, yeah, like, that's the year, and it's always a little demoralizing when you have a plan, and then you realize how fast time is going by. That was 2019. I had all these plans for 2019, and I was like, oh, it's already a month done. It's already a third done. It's already quarter. It's already half done. It's already done. And right now, January's already done. And I was talking about, like, I'd love to have us a free week every month to do side stuff. That didn't happen. Whatever. You can't beat yourself about it. But I'm getting close. And so, yeah. Yeah. But we got to do that more. Side stuff. Bigger stuff. I want to do that. That is the thing that I need to do. Just maintaining the channel and always doing the same thing it's good and it's a good job and I love doing it, but I need more. I just creatively, I want to do more. I want to give you guys more. I want to give the, you know, the viewers more, make it into more than just, I don't know, more than what it is. It's a grow. It's a good, bigger grow. Do more things. You know what I'm saying? So here's a thing that I only just now decided to talk about. So I don't know if you've ever heard of a YouTuber by the name of Jaggy Thermos. I thought it was Jaggy Thermos. I thought the H was silent, but everybody says Jaggy Thermos, so apparently it's Jaggy Thermos. He's not very well known. He's got very, very few subscribers. Very small channel. He and I are, let's say, business associates. I have in the past helped somewhat in the production of some of his content, some of the videos. And he is sort of hoping to... He hasn't done much over the last few years. He takes these long years, long breaks. I guess he hasn't really hit his stride yet. You know, he hasn't really found that audience that he's looking for. So he took... it's been like 3 years since he's released one. He released one video somewhat recently, but it's because that one had been recorded years before and he finally got around to editing it. Actually, Kane did. That's one of the connections we have, is Kane edited it. It was a video. not really my style of humor, but so point is, he and I might be doing more. He would like to sort of get back into it, get back into doing videos here soon, maybe even in a few months or something. And so I said I might be able to help him in a few months after I have some things going on at the end of the month. So I don't know. You probably haven't even heard of the guy, but yeah, he might be doing more stuff. So that's a nice, it's sort of like a side, it's not really my project, but it's at least something I might be sort of co-producing with him. So that's pretty fun. If any of you have heard of Jaggy Thermos, just know that he might be coming back. Maybe I'll have him on the show one of these days. That'd be fun. Maybe when he gets going again, I'll have him on the Arlocast. So what else going on this year? Cons that I wish to attend. Right now, there is only one con. No, there are two cons that are official. The first one is PAX East. I'm going to PAX East. Are you going to PAX East? I hope you're going to PAX East. Remember, patrons get free hugs. Everyone gets free hugs, but patrons, I will remind that they can get free hugs. I'll tell you right now, if you see me, you're a patron, just be like, hey, I'm a patron. I'll give you the biggest hug. It's a free hug. So that's fun. I'm going to go, it was the end of February. It's like February 27th or something, goes to like March 1st or something. I don't know, whatever. It's going to be fun. I've been to PAX West, which was big and crazy. And PAX is the kind of thing I could go to once every other year. And that's exactly what Loxton said when I went to West. He's like, yeah, every other year is pretty perfect. Because it's a big, big thing. It just takes a lot of energy out of you. And so I am a little bit bummed. Because one of the reasons I want to go to PAX in general is because, like, I always see stuff on Twitter about these. They have, like, YouTube gaming parties where just, like, a bunch of YouTubers get together and have fun. And I've heard about this so many times. And so then I go to West, and they don't have it that year. They just didn't have it. So that was lame. And so then I'm like, okay. Then the next year, I see East is going on. And everybody's tweeting about the party. Every famous YouTuber I've ever wanted to meet is there. And I'm like, okay, I gotta go to East. And so I'm going to East. I have a panel. I'll tell you about it in a second. So I signed to go to East. And guess what I just found out? They're probably not having the party again. They only don't have the party when I'm going. And it's really frustrating. So, I don't know, they're probably, like, kind of phasing it out, because streaming is the big thing right now. Nobody does YouTube anymore. But it's still going to be fun. It's still going to be a lot of fun. I have a panel. I got together with Gerard the Completionist, She Says from Boundary Break, Mike Pixley from Treesicle, and Andrew from Beta 64, and I, myself, Arlo. We're going to be doing it. It's going to be a panel about how YouTube is awesome, but it's like a really hard job, and kind of like the downsides of the job that people might not anticipate, that you don't really know until you get there. My original title was going to be like the dark truths of being a full-time YouTubing. They didn't want to do something quite so dramatic, though. So it's like full-time YouTube, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's going to be a ton of fun. So I've got that. I've got that panel. And then I'll still be hanging out with people. It sounds like a bunch of cool people are going. I'm going to be carpooling with She Says from Boundary Break and Mike from Treesicle and Bonsai Poppies from both of those. So that's fun. I think Ant Dude's going to, I don't know, a bunch of people are going to be there. Chuck Conroy's going to be there. It's just, it's hard when there isn't like an official party or an official like place to meet, you know, because PAX is so spread out. It's not like a regular con where you got like the break room and you can, you know, it's small, so it's easy to meet up and hang out. PAX is like, it's just huge. It's really like, there were multiple people when I went to West that I just could not find. I could not get a hold of them to hang out because we were just so busy. This time will be different though. I think I'm going to have a lot more, a lot more time to see people and hang out. That's going to be fun. I hope to see you guys. It is also hard to meet fans, just because the panel is the only official thing that I'm going to be at. So I'll have to, like, come up with a couple of, like, unofficial meeting things. You know what I mean? Meaty times. Or meet and greet. That's the word. Meet and greet. Where I meet people and greet them. And I'll, like, put it on Twitter and stuff. And I have a phone with data now. I had a phone with just Wi-Fi before, so it was really hard to coordinate. And the Wi-Fi there is horrible. But I have data now, just like a real grown-up. So that'll be fun. So that's PAX. Not scared, slightly nervous. I always get like slightly nervous about traveling. I've gotten way, way, way better. But I don't know, still flying to Boston, never been there. And I don't know, it'll be fine. I'm really not that nervous. A little tiny bit, just as much as usual. After that, I really want to go to Too Many Games. Because I loved it last year so much. It was so much fun. I think this is official. Don't tell anyone just in case that, I mean, it is official. Just in case it's not okay for me to say it yet. I'm pretty sure it is. But Indie PopCon in Indianapolis is a pop culture convention. And they they contacted Gerard the Completionist. He's been a guest a couple of times, but they wanted him to kind of be in charge of bringing in other YouTubers and like kind of, you know, establishing a YouTuber presence there. And I'm not going to tell you the other people that he's come in contact with yet because I'm not sure about them, but at least I am one of them. And so I wanted to do that because that's kind of a new thing and Gerard's doing it and that'll be fun. But it's like a couple weeks away from, it's a couple weeks after Too Many Games. So I'm at this point when now we're like, it's hard to travel and also cons are really exhausting. This would be, if I did both, it would be Too Many Games, come home, 9 days at home, and then leave again. And that is not a lot of time, especially when it comes to work. It's really hard to get away from work for that long, and it's hard to work when on trips. Like, oh, I'll work in the hotel, work in the plane. No, I won't. It's really hard to work when I'm so uncomfortable in a plane, and then like, at a hotel, I hope to be hanging out with people. So I don't know. And I'm still trying to decide, and I'm leaning toward yes, but I'm not sure yet, because I love Too Many Games. And Charles Martinet's going to be there! Charles Martinet's going to be there! So that'd be cool. So I don't know. So that's like a maybe. Indie PopCon is a yes. PAX is a yes. Yest is a yes. And other than that, MAGFest. I wish I went to MAGFest so much this year. It just looked, I mean, I've always known about it, but it just looked particularly good this year, and so many people went. So next year, definitely MAGFest. That is number one priority is MAGFest next year. What else? In the final chunk of the year, I'd like to, I mean, you know, I try to go to a con every, like quarterly or something. So here's the thing. Portland Retro Gaming Expo was really, really fun. If I saw you there, I love you. It was a great time. But they moved it back 2 months. Now it's like, I think it's in August, which is only a month after Indie PopCon. So it'd be really, really close. I don't know. And it was fun. And I got to carpool with my friends and it'd be fun to do that again. But I don't know if I can do that many cons in a row. I don't know if I can handle it. So that's another one I got to think about. And then after that, I don't know. Like Retropalooza was good when I went in 2018, but I got to decide if I want to do that again. I'm not sure. I don't know if I should try to find a new one. I don't know if there's any cool cons with other YouTube. I mean, like at this point, it's hard because I get a lot of invites. Even just the other day, I got a couple invites. The problem is I kind of like, I can't get away that often. It's really hard to get away from work. So it's like I try really hard to really capitalize on opportunities and pretty much only go to cons where there's going to be a lot of other YouTubers, because I love the fan part. I love the fan experience and meeting you guys in the con itself, but then I also love networking with other YouTubers. It's just kind of like, I kind of need both. When I went to Midwest Gaming Classic last year, it was a lot of fun and I loved it, but it was kind of like, I'm not going to say it was a waste of time. I'm not going to say I regretted it. I loved it. But I just realized I probably need to focus on ones with both. I need both elements if I'm going to, you know, not work for that many days and all that stuff. So I don't know if there's any other cool cons or whatever in the kind of the last third chunk of the year. Let me know. This is what I got going right now for those two. Looking back at the list, Arlopalooza happened. This was the third annual Arlopalooza. This time, instead of running it ourselves here in Reading, we did it up in Sacramento at Sac Gamers Expo. I didn't do a video on it. I'm sorry. I don't know. They don't perform super well, and YouTube's algorithm has been kind of extra mean recently. So I have to try really, really hard to not do underperforming videos. And, you know, it wasn't even just that. It was also just like, it was crazy time for me, especially in December. So trying to get I would have had to pay my videographer friend to like go up there and spend the whole entire day. And it would have been a whole thing. I don't know. It would have been complicated. So I just didn't do video. I decided to just have fun and just chill and stuff. It was fun. It was great not having to run the whole thing ourselves and figure out tables and pay for the venue. The guy who runs Sat Gamers Expo just let us have a room in there, and we just did, and it was really terrific. And it's funny, I don't even really have much to say. It just kind of went well. We went, people showed up, and a lot of people went through the room because this was a part of Sat Gamers Expo, so you had a lot of foot traffic. So I don't even know what the total number of people who came were, but you know, some of them were Arlo fans and some of them were just coming in to play games or whatever. But it was still great. They provided all the games, so we didn't have to ask everybody to bring TVs and game systems and stuff. There was like a company that did it for us. We did a Splatoon tournament. We did an Amiibo Fighter tournament, and it was a ton of fun. It ended up being an absolute blast. I mean, like, went over super duper well. I got the idea from Andy Gengler at Midwest Gaming Classic. I helped commentate the Amiibo tournament, and it was a ton of fun. So I took that idea. I stole that idea from Andy. Thank you, Andy. And brought it over to ours, and like more people showed up to watch that. It was great fun. Just watching Amiibo Fighters, just they're kind of silly and they don't always know what they're doing. They make ridiculous mistakes. So it was good, and that was like it. I don't know. It was kind of, I'm not going to say it was uneventful, but there's not really a lot to report on. It was just kind of went well. And it was like nice that I didn't have to do as much work for it, but then it was also less nice that it was in December, which is crazy town. For YouTube. And thank you. If any of you are listening, thank you for coming to Arlopalooza, by the way. It was absolute fun. Really great fun. There was like a marathon going on that day. So like the city was all messed up and you had to take a bunch of detours. And I guess we got lucky, or it was like the time of day or something. Because when we went, it was like we took one single detour and got there. But other people were taking like hours. And so that was a bit of a bummer. So some people probably showed up a lot of later than they wanted to. Speaking of holidays, though, buddy boy, I'm glad the holidays are over. I feel like it's been a month, and I feel like I'm still feeling it. I'm still feeling the effects of that. We worked very, very hard. I don't know, I wanted to be really aggressive with the uploads. It's just the most important, you know, in terms of growth, algorithm, ad revenue, just everything, every possible thing. Everything is just more in the last couple months of the year. And I didn't start preparing as early in the year as I wanted to. I have like a big note here on my schedule. I have like every month there. And September, it says, start making holiday videos. Because I did end up putting out a bunch, but I don't know. I guess I ended up, there were still more I wanted to post and I didn't. And then I also just had to work harder than I wanted to. I mean, probably at least November, December, maybe some of October. I don't want to make you guys worried about, I didn't really take a lot of days off. Let's just say that. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work time. I mean, it's worth it. It's good. I need to get more on the ball. It was another learning experience. Just like all of 2019, Kane and I both learned things and we kind of were feeling burned out by the end, and that affected our work. so we know that next year we just need to plan better and just manage our time better, just like with everything. But I'm very glad it's over. Very, very much glad it's over. I hope, I don't know, I hope it was good. I hope you enjoyed the crazy flood of content, all the different stuff. I hope it was good. I hope the quality didn't, I mean, I didn't feel like the quality suffered at all. I hope you feel the same. So it was not just the end of the year. It was the end of a decade. Many people will be quick to point out that technically the first year of the first century started on 1, not 0, meaning that technically the end of the decade is the end of 2021. However, popularly, it is popularly accepted that this was the end of the decade. You just say the first century had 99 years, and there you go. You're good. Because you say the 90s, 1990 was a part of the 90s. If a game came out in the 90s, 1990, you say it came out in the 90s. It's just kind of like, it's just the way we do it now. We don't always do it the exact right way. We do it the way that feels right. So yeah, the decade's over. I hope you enjoyed the video about the decade games. It's a decade, man. I'm just gonna sit here and go, man, a decade for a while. Hope you don't mind. I don't know. It's just crazy. I'm getting older. I'm in my 30s now, which means that like a decade ago, I was a grown up still. Cause like before, 10 years was always so long because every time I looked back 10 years, I'd look back at myself as a kid or a teenager. And that was like, oh yeah, it was an eternity ago. And now I'm 32. I'm like, I was 22. I have really clear memories of being a 22-year-old adult. It doesn't feel that long ago anymore. 10 years, it's the stuff that I was doing 10 years ago does not feel that long ago, and it's weird. Me and all my friends were starting to be like, oh yeah, I remember that one time we did that. That was 10 years ago. It's like a running joke at this point. Yeah, that was 10 years ago. And we go, oh no, that's terrible. And it was crazy, and it's weird that I've been doing this channel for half the decade. Half the decade. It was 2015, 2014, end of 2014. So I don't know. I guess I don't know what to say. I shouldn't even have put that down. It's just weird that it's been a decade. So many good games I wish I'd played. Like that, if I had played every single game that I wish, that I had interest in playing, that decade list would have looked way different. Probably. I mean, I don't know. I technically don't know how much I would have liked each game until I actually play it, but it could have looked way different. I don't know. Just a million different games I wish I'd played. I mean, I still want to. They're still on my list. Sorry, my voice is starting, to go out. I still plan on playing them. I just, you know, I wish I could play games as they come out in the time. I mean, I do more so now, at least with a Nintendo, because I'm staying up on it. But in general, there's so many I missed. You know, there was periods of my life where I wasn't gaming that much, or I was just kind of too cheap to buy them because I wanted to wait till they were cheap, and then I had other stuff to play, or my backlog was too big, so I didn't want to buy more. Whatever. We don't always play all the games. I wish I could play all the games. I've actually been really wish that I could play some games. I've been jonesing to play some games. But I'll talk more about that in a bit. Right now, I'm moving down the list in the order of interestingness. And these get more and more like personal life as you go along for the people who might get bored. So now I'm going to talk about Christmas. My Christmas was not good. It was not good. I love Christmas. It's probably my favorite holiday. I adore it. I love the Christmas season. So this time, Christmas season, I tried hard to enjoy, but I didn't really have time to enjoy it because I was working. I was working too much. Again, my fault. Time management, all that stuff. Gonna do better this year. So that was a bit of a bummer, just how fast it went by. I didn't even have time to watch all my favorite Christmas movies. I watched like one. But then it was Christmas and, I got really sick and I got a really bad sinus infection. I have this weird thing, like way back in the back of my nose. I've said this before. I have a nose. You can't see it, but it's there. It's just like this weird kind of lump that like hurts and it's way in the back of my throat in the nose. And it just like, it's happened before where it kind of goes a little wonky. But this time it got like a really bad infection where it hurts super bad. So imagine that every single time you swallow or even talk, it's like stabbing pain in your throat. It was like that. And that was like on Christmas. Ugh. Christmas Eve, it was on the rise. It was getting worse and it was starting to hurt more. But it was still like, okay, I enjoyed it okay. Christmas Eve dinner was all right. I did it with friends. It was okay. And then like, okay, fortunately, Christmas morning with my family, that's the best part. So that was okay. I was still feeling all right. And then by that evening, it hurt so bad. It was like debilitating pain. And it was like that for several days. And it was Christmas, so I couldn't even I could go to the clinic, like, after Christmas, but I don't know, it was the whole thing. I had to get antibiotics, and it was just a bad time, especially because the holiday was so stressful, and I really was looking for, because I, like I said, I hadn't really taken a day off in, like, some months, except to go, like, PRGE was, like, the closest I had to days off, which is great, but could have used a few more. And so I told myself, all right, I'm going to get all my work done, and then it's going to be Christmas. And I'm going to spend Christmas just chilling with my family for days, for at least 2 days. Just nothing but Christmas. Just eating horrible food, hanging out with my family, playing video games, just having a good time. And this happened. So I didn't get to enjoy any of it. Didn't get to enjoy any of the... I mean, you know, Christmas morning was okay. And it wasn't a complete bust, but that was disappointing. I'm not going to lie. That was pretty disappointing. There's some things that, I mean, you know, like, we're grown up. Some are grown up. I could take disappointment. But every once in a while, something will happen that makes me want to just cry like a little kid, like a toddler. Just kind of, I mean, not even in like, a, I'm so sad I'm crying. More like a tantrum, you know, just like a little teeny, teeny, tiny part of me wants to just be like, why? Why now? I don't know, maybe my body was fighting the virus the whole time, and then it waited until I was done working, and then just gave up, just let it take me. So I don't know, that was a thing, and I was sick for a long time. I get sick a lot. Maybe exercise or eat better or something. I get sick a lot, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Right now I'm getting sick, and I hate it. Let's see. Okay, that's it for the main topics. Right now, we are into the whatcha bins. So the first one, the most relevant one, is whatcha been playing. Right now, I finished up Fire Emblem, finally. It took me a long time of chipping away at it. I played it on easy, so I ultimately really enjoyed it, and it's a really good game. By the end, I was pretty bored, just because, like, I was so overpowered that none of the little, like... You know, the little stuff, the day-to-day stuff, little stat boosts and junk that makes it fun. None of that mattered anymore. So I reached a point where I just wanted to do the next battle. But I had a whole month to get through between every single one. But I couldn't get myself to just rest every day. I still had to, like, go in and talk to everybody to get all the story and all that stuff. And so, I don't know. By the end, I was like, eh. And the real problem is I would love to do another run. Like on harder difficulty, but I already exhausted myself by being so thorough with my other run that I don't think I could do it again. And I know I would need to. You have to focus on all that stuff to boost your stats as much as possible. So I think it's just not going to happen, which is a real bummer. It's a real bummer being a busy grown-up with a busy job that takes up all your time. Because I just, like, I don't know. There's so many things I want to do, and I probably just won't. By the time I get time to play Fire Emblem again, there will probably be another Fire Emblem to play. And I won't even need to play the old one. So, I don't know. Now I know. It was my first Fire Emblem, so the next one I'll probably not start on easy. So I did that. I finally did that. That was nice. I'm really glad I got that done, because that was hanging over my head for a long time. Been chipping at it for a long time. What else have I been playing? I got Anodyne. Have you played that one? It was like $1, like on sale. And it's really cool. It's like... exploration. It's kind of Zelda-like, and then it's this weird atmosphere. It's kind of like old Super NES games, when it's like moody and dark and the music is kind of cool, and it's just got this like surreal vibe to it. I love that. I absolutely adore that, and this game captures that perfectly, very, very, very well. Some really cool surreal stuff in there. I'm enjoying that. My only problem with it so far is it's like, it's so good on the mood and the atmosphere that whenever it tries to be an honest to goodness game, like action game or Zelda like, it starts to lose me. I should just enjoy that it's a fully faceted game,
But for some reason, something about the tone of this one makes me be like, really? You're going to make me fight a guy? It almost seems unnecessary. It's like it almost would work better as just like a narrative exploration game with like light puzzling or something. I don't know. It's not like the definitive. It's probably not even a good opinion. It's just, I find myself playing and I just keep thinking that. So right now I've been like, there's like the dungeons just get really big. I'm like, I don't really want to do a big, huge dungeon. I want to keep walking around this cool, weird world and seeing the weird story. So I'm like, I haven't played it in weeks because I'm just at the start of a big, huge dungeon. I don't really want to. So I don't know. It's cool, though. It's really, really cool. If you can, you know, it's a cool game. If you like that kind of vibe, that kind of old style thing and Zelda-like games, it's neat. Try it out, especially if it's on sale. What else? Okay, this was good. This was excellent. Christmas was over. It was January. I'm like, okay, I need to, okay. Luigi's Mansion, that too. But I guess you already knew that. So sure, I finished that. Gonna do the review. So the last thing I've been playing is, I'm sitting there. It's January. Christmas is over. I'm thinking I need to play Luigi's Mansion at the time. I need to finish Luigi's Mansion so I can do the review. I need to finish Fire Emblem just because it's a game that I was playing and I need to finish it. And so I was on my PlayStation 4 looking at the sales just because, you know, during holidays, I'll get the sales on everything, even though I don't need more games. And I was looking at the icon for Resident Evil 7 and I was like, man, you know, it'd be so much fun right now. Just say forget all that other stuff and just boot up Resident Evil 7 and just play it. Wouldn't that be cool? And I did. I just kind of did. I booted it up. I didn't do any of the stuff I was supposed to. And I just played it instead. And over the course of like 4 nights, I played a couple hours a night and got through the story. And it felt awesome. It felt terrific. I have been wanting, that game has been hanging over my head for almost 3 years now. Since it released in early 2017, I've been wanting to play that game again. I really wanted to play professional mode, but that would require playing it a lot and getting really good at it, and I didn't want to do that, so I'm a little bit bummed I couldn't do that, but at least just playing it again, that was good. That was very satisfying. It was soul food. It just felt so, so good, because like I said, I want to play more games, and I have so little time to play games, and it's so very frustrating. Like, really deeply soul frustrating that I can't play more games, and I have so many games, even just on my Switch, not even counting PlayStation 4 and giant pile of those and Steam and everything. And it's a bummer, so, I don't know if I can make more time, or I get like a couple hours a day of free time, and sometimes even that's interrupted by stuff, so it's like I have to like ration out my free time so much that I end up not even knowing what to do with it. And usually if I'm playing a game to a satisfactory degree, it's because I'm staying up late and I'm just sacrificing my sleep to play it. So I don't know, but it was good. Playing Resident Evil was good. I'm really trying to, you know, if I play a game, I can't watch a show or a movie. It's just got to be a game. It's what I do that day. And I don't want to start a game until I can finish a game. So that means a week or two of just that game. I don't know. Just complaining too much now. So I don't know. I want to play more games. Resident Evil 7 was a lot of fun. Very, very thankful for that experience. It was so good. That game is good. I'm so glad I played that again. Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. Resident Evil 7 is good. Sure wish I had time to play Resident Evil 2 Remake, though. Oh, well. We'll see. Oh, I've been talking so long, my phone turned off. I gotta look back at my list here. So that's what I've been playing. Also, I don't know if you saw me tweeting about it. I was playing the Blasphemous demo. It's kind of like Dark Souls Metroidvania. It's pretty cool. The graphics are really, really, really pretty. I'd like to play that. But I got everybody yelling at me to play Hollow Knight. So I feel like I gotta play that before I can play Blasphemous. I hear ya. I know Hollow Knight's a thing. I know it is. I have it. I played it. I got stuck at Soulmaster because it takes so long to get to him that I just don't want to do it anymore. It's my number one pet peeve in those kinds of games is when it takes forever to get to the boss. And they're like, hey, let's make this boss extra hard and take extra long to get to him. So you don't want to try again because it's so annoying. That made me stop playing. And now I've not played for so long, I got to start over, which is a bummer, but I don't know. Whatever. Maybe I'll start playing Hollow Knight again. What you been listening to? We're getting away from video games now.
It's what you've been listening to on the old musics, primarily over the last few months, probably to make myself feel a little more chilled out. Video game mixes on YouTube. I've talked about this before, but in particular, recently, I've been doing a channel called Fruddle, who does, like, sleepy or relaxing video game mixes, and it's not just Nintendo, it's, like, all different video games, and that's good stuff. That puts me in a good mental place. It's very relaxing. I love how just, like, a weird old PC game I've never even heard of can have just this really nice, pretty little song. You know, it's MIDI, you know, it's all electronic and stuff. But it's just, I mean, I'm so into nostalgia. I love that old style of song. You know, like, real instruments, they're good, they're okay, but they only take me so far. But, like, that old stuff on, like, PS1 games, I love it. And like, Super NES games and stuff, I just love the feel. It's just so, like, fun and moody and kind of surreal. It's like the Anodyne thing, you know? It's that kind of music. I love it. So Fruddle, Fruddle, his mixes on YouTube are top-notch. I've been just binge listening to those. You know, they're hours long, and I just put them all on repeat. That's a lot of fun. Ooh, one of my favorite musical artists in the entire world is Dan Deacon, and he just released a new album, and I have not had a chance to listen to it, and I'm sad about that because, like, usually when I get new music, I'll just put it on, like, while I'm working or something, or cooking or whatever. I want to give this a hard listen. That's what I call it when I go into a dark room and, pardon me, voice is really going out. Go into a dark room, lie down, turn off the lights, and just listen when I know it's going to be something I really like. And so that's what I want to do with Dan Deacon's new album. It's called Mystic Familiar. You should check it out. It's really cool. Dan Deacon does awesome music. That's what I've been listening to. I think everything else I've been listening to, I've talked about before. Sound of Series. Yeah, I've talked about Sound of Series endlessly. They're making a new album this year, and I'm so excited, by the way. Final item. The final most unrelated, most personal life item. What you've been eating. It's my favorite, though. It's my favorite part of the whole Arlo cast is what you've been eating. The answer comes in three parts because it's been so long since I've recorded the last Arlo cast. Part one, Christmas junk. I am not proud of the eating habits that I employed during the holiday season. I tend to cope with food and it got pretty bad. Sometimes, you know, I went a little off the rails. It got pretty bad. Pretty darn bad. Put on a couple. Couple what? Who knows? It's pounds. Put on a couple pounds. So that, you know, I just, like, it's Christmas. You got parties. You got a bunch of parties, and every party's full of cookies and junk. And then for Christmas, I get my stocking. Well, we all get each other stockings, my family, and so it's just cookies. Cookies have been my thing recently. Don't you dare make the joke. Don't you dare. I love cookies. I can't even be as public about it as I would like, because people make the joke. But I actually really love cookies. I mean, I've gone through different periods where I like different kinds of candy and stuff. Right now, this last year or so, it's cookies. If there's anything I can just keep eating, if there's anything I want to just be gross and totally just binge, it's cookies, man. It's cookies. And then, like, food-wise, you know, the usual bad stuff. You know, Chinese food from Trader Joe's. I've talked about that. I just do that again and again. It was bad. Okay, never mind. I'm too embarrassed to keep talking about it. It was bad, though. Between then and now, a new thing that I discovered was Costco. You have a Costco? This Costco's everywhere, right? They've got this big, giant bag of Italian meatballs, and they're super good. And my friends have always made them when I go to their house, but I've never bought them myself. So I finally bought them, and what I do is I put them in a pot, and I, like, put a little water or something just to get them, like, steamy, just kind of get them cooking. And then I'll take those out after they're cooked. Start over. Make, like, a sauce out of, like, soy sauce and sweet chili sauce, and maybe, like, some little ginger, a little garlic in there. And then I throw in pineapple chunks, and I make, like, a sweet
sauce out of it, and I cook the meatballs in it, and I serve it over rice, and it's super good, and I discovered that, and so I just did that, like, a lot, like, a whole lot. Now, I'm on the wagon. I hate to say it, and I'm glad to say it. I'm on the wagon. I'm eating okay now. I'm doing the low-carb thing, which always works really well for me. You know, try not to do bread or grains and all that stuff. I'm trying to keep meat and vegetables. And it always makes me feel better. I feel terrible eating a bunch of carbs and stuff. It's my body doesn't digest it as well. Makes me gain weight. The more carbs you eat. Did you know carbs are like appetite stimulants? I found this out the last time I went low carb, and I did it pretty hard for like a good several months in 2019. My appetite just goes down. Like, I thought, forgive me if I've talked about this before, but I always thought that when people say, oh, carbs and bread makes you hungry, I'm like, no, it doesn't. When I eat a bunch of bread, it stays in my stomach all day and I feel awful and I just feel full. It's not how it works, though, at least not with me. It's over time. The less carbs that I eat, my appetite, like over kind of a long period of time, it just goes down. And so when I was doing really bad, by the end there, I was eating a whole entire large pizzas by myself. I was eating giant, giant servings of food because I'm just starving and hungry all the time. And my body is so used to getting that blood sugar rush all the time that an hour after eating, I'm sitting there wishing I had a snack. I'm so addicted to the feeling of eating and being full. I'm also just addicted to eating, as we've talked about before, like literally, honest to goodness, food addiction, like kind of funny, but not really funny. And the less carbs I eat, I just am not that hungry. I consistently make myself too much food on accident. And I just realize I don't even want to eat it all. You know, I can eat it's, and it's easier to eat healthy. Like, cause I know I should be eating like vegetables, like raw. Like, I mean, I'll cook myself like a whole entire bag of broccoli for lunch, but sometimes I know I need to eat it raw too. But like when your appetite is that low, it's hard to choke down a whole bunch of raw broccoli, but I can eat like a handful of that and like a stick of cheese or something. And I'm like, I'm full. I'm legitimately full. So that's where I'm at right now. I am kind of moving through the early food withdrawal stages where it's just really hard, and I mean, I'm kind of, it's not so bad. It was only a couple days that were really hard, but now it's been a couple weeks, and I have been allowing myself to cheat every once in a while because that helps my mental state, and I found that if I only, have I lost everybody? I'm just talking about my diet, like, for the last, like, 10 minutes or whatever. Whatever. This is where we're at the end of the podcast here. This is where we're at. What was I saying? As long as I stick to it and I make sure that a cheat meal doesn't become a cheat day, which becomes a cheat week, as long as it's like, this is a cheat meal, and then I go back on the wagon tomorrow and I, you know, only cheat like once a week or something, I'm fine. It has no negative effect on my weight or my health or my feeling whatsoever. I might not feel good after the meal, but I found that I could even eat a pretty bad meal as long as it's only every once in a while. And so that helps me mentally to not feel, because when you're like, I can never eat tasty food ever again, you feel horrible. You feel trapped. So it's like, no, it's the moderation that I need to work on. That's my main problem with food, is moderation. Just because I want it doesn't mean I have to want it all the time forever. You know what I mean? So I've been doing well. I even like cheated a little too close to another cheat day because one of my family members was in town. I went out with them for sushi, but I didn't beat myself up over it. I just went back on it. I didn't go, things are so bad, I might as well just eat a bunch of cookies. Like, it doesn't even make any sense, but that's the kind of thing that you do. You're trying to rationalize this stuff. So I've been doing well. I've already lost a few pounds. I'm feeling good. And the great thing about low carb is I definitely have talked about this. It's tasty food. It's full of fat. It's meat and cheese and stuff. So you feel like you're cheating. You don't feel like you're eating healthy food. You do have to eat the vegetables and stuff too, but you can, you know, throw butter in there and stuff. I don't know. Works well for me. Doesn't work well for everybody. I don't know. Everybody's probably different, but that's what I've been doing. So that's what I've been eating. I eat a lot of, I do
that sausage burger patty thing that I told you about, I think in the last Arlo cast, where I cook it up in the baking vat and it makes it all crispy and good. And I do like fried eggs on there. And then for lunch, I'll try to do vegetables, do like kale salad, broccoli, big old thing of broccoli. And then this is meat and veggies. It's hamburgers without the bun, you know. It's good. It's great. I love it. I'm really enjoying it. And I'm not doing full keto. I'm not being super strict about it. So I can do like, you know, a smoothie with like yogurt and protein powder and blueberries and peanut butter and stuff. And, you know, it's like 20 grams of carbs. So it's not like it's not keto friendly, but it's still like pretty low. So I don't know. Whatever. That's it. Been going for about an hour now. Those are all the things that I'm supposed to talk about. Christmas, horrible, playing Fire Emblem, Luigi's Mansion, Fruddle. Yeah, that's it. We did it, guys. We did it. We got to the end of another Arlo cast. I hope that it was enjoyable at all. Thank you for joining me. My voice, oh, very tired. Very tired in the voice, but that's okay. Because I'm hoping that I did all of the recording that I needed to do, and I don't have to do any more for a while, especially if I'm going to get sick. This is the last thing I'm going to be recording for a while, unless there's a Nintendo Direct next week, which there very much might be. I hope I'm not sick when I need to record a Nintendo Direct. That would not be fun, but keep your fingers crossed. My fingers are crossed. I'm really hoping for something. Oh, I didn't talk about any other like news or anything. I guess there's not really a lot to talk about. There's that wonderful 101 thing. That was pretty cool. It's at like one. It was like 1.2 million last time I checked. That's really neat. So I don't know. Maybe next time I'll try to come up with more news items or something to have opinions about. I know that's a thing I've advertised here on the Arlo cast. Is stuff that wouldn't fit in videos, but I don't know. I guess I didn't really have much this time. That's it. Thank you for listening. I will see you later. Hopefully it will not be as long. I say that, and it does take as long. I don't know. I do what I can. Thanks for being patient. I do what I can. Sometimes it's, I don't know. See you. Blah, blah, blah. What's wrong with me? See you later.